Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today? There we go. Sorry about that.
It's all good. Hey, Jess. How y'all feeling on this finance Thursday? What's y'all finances? I hope everyone is somewhere being their most amazing self on purpose. I hope you took a deep breath today. Let's check in. Mary, mentally, on a scale of 1 to 10, how you feel today?
About a 6, because okay. I do not feel good.
Yeah. It definitely is a something. It's a something. That's what I'll leave it as. It's a something scooting around, different variant of COVID and new strands and all the things. So make sure you take care of yourself. Right now I'm reporting live from the Juiced Up Production Kitchen here in College Park, Georgia. And we are whipping up a few things. Just for this not feeling well, because not feeling well can play a big part of your psyche, you know, and how you feel, your nervous system and your immune system, it reacts. So if we were caught slipping and we didn't feel good and, you know, maybe we cried or we were upset, we compromised our immune system. But I tell you, it really is healthy to be happy. I mean it. So you could have experienced a time where you were angry, you were sad, you were mad, and your immune system wasn't as high or as active as it could have been at that moment, in that period. And germs are trying to infiltrate the system all day. So right when you got angry, right when you got mad, right when you should have went to sleep, but you pushed past it because all these things are important. Those germs, they got in. Those viruses got in. So one remedy of today is if you're starting to feel sad and, you know, it's a time of life, do something to make you laugh. Watch a movie, read a book, fake laugh till you cry, cry till you laugh type shit. Like, these things definitely help you build your immune system as well as character. There'll be several juicy tips throughout the day and throughout our shows. I just like dropping those. And on the menu today is apple beet lemon carrot ginger juice. We want to do the apple for all the great things. Yes, I believe an apple a day keeps the doctor away. It also keeps the heebie-jeebies away, rich in vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin K. So it's definitely a something we want to get into. The beets are amazing. Beets have detox properties, and your mom probably wanted you to eat beets, and you probably was like, it tastes like dirt. And that also plays a part in how we feel about ourselves as human beings or as adult children about our mom. Shout out to all the moms on this plane and the next plane, the stepmom, the stand-in moms, the bonus moms, the baby mama, the baby's mama, mom, and the grandma. Shout out to all the moms today. Mary, shout out to you. You're a phenomenal mother. I look up to you in all the ways. I love the way you parent. And speaking of parenting and mothers, that partly will bring me around the show of the Applebee's lemon carrot juice with ginger today and mommies and what do they have to do with each other. Because my mom's always trying to make me beat. And I was like, oh, they're beets, huh? But I wouldn't eat them cooked. I would love them raw. So I just eat it like an apple. And she was mad because I ate it like an apple and not the way she wanted me to. But also, Mary, with your you not feeling well, did you know a hug from your mom can help you feel better on a cellular level? Maybe we lost Mary, I'm not sure. Yeah, a gentle touch and hug from your mom can cure so many things. It can help you when you're fighting depression. It can help you in decision making. Having a mom is a real pivotal thing in life to survive. And so many adult children don't have their mom or don't have their dad, because all children need their parents. I don't beg to differ the one from the other of that, you know. Little girls need their daddies. Yeah, they do. They also need their moms. Little boys need their daddies. Absolutely. But they need their mom. So shout out to the single mom. I wear that badge proudly. Won't be like that always. My king is currently in the dressing room getting himself together, as I am doing the same. One thing I'm getting together is also some wheatgrass. Why? Oh, okay. Sorry, guys. My kitchen mate. So, yeah, we're cutting some wheatgrass and going to do some wheatgrass shots today because we are in cold and flu season. It's Omicron and Omarion and COVID 18, 19, and 20, you know, they coming back with a vengeance, which is why I decided to press these juices today, the Applebee's lemon carrot ginger grass shot. Every time I'm in the kitchen, I'm reminded of my mother and all the lessons she taught me. And it was often taught in the kitchen. I don't know if parenting is still like that, but my mom used to bake cake. And let's back it up here for a second. Let me let my judges know who I am. So some of you know and some of you don't know my story and why we're talking about mamas today. But I have had the privilege of having two wonderful women that I can call mom in this life. My biological mother, May Ellen Rozier, she was such a brilliant light. She's also a gospel singer and a dancer, and she was just an amazing woman, okay? She stood about 5'8", 5'9", probably a size 2, okay? Heavy on the olive oil, but that was my mama. Shout out to my mama because that's where I get my legs from. And she was stolen from me prematurely from a person whom she once called boyfriend, husband, lover. And my whole life I had to justify to friends or even teachers or anything that knew that my mom had died, that, oh, did your dad kill your mom? No, what a way to ask a kid. She's already traumatized, you know. So I lost my mother to a domestic violent dispute that turned for the worse. And, yeah, her sister, shout out to my Sadie, forever my lady, Sarah Pauline Rozier Watkins, a.k.a. Polly, a.k.a. Roadrunner. My mom's sister took it upon herself to get her sister's children and rear them as her own. So definitely grateful that I have experienced two moms. So when I refer to my mom, I'm talking about my Sadie. When I refer to my mother, I'm talking about May Ellen. One brought me here and one taught me the way of the land. But yes, my Sadie made us eat beets. She didn't even eat them, y'all. Parents, y'all something. Y'all do things, but y'all don't do the things that y'all want us kids to do. Interesting. But yeah. So, more so reason why Mary may be at a 6. I was at about a 4 yesterday, 4 or 5. It was a good day. All the things went my way. I took a day for self-care, muy importante. And I went and got a facial. I went and got a wax. I picked up Gage early from school, picked him up early from school. Hung out with him. And just had a good day. I also made a decision to close my shop yesterday. Wednesdays are traditionally slower. And I want to be able to offer you guys yoga classes, virtual and in person, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So we're working on that. And yesterday was like a super moon, a super blue moon. And Gage really wanted to be up under me yesterday, y'all. Like, oh, he was stuck. He hugged me about five times in an hour. Like, I kept asking him, hey, are you okay? Is everything okay? He's like, yes, Mom. All is well. Like, you sure? He said, yeah. So I'm just crying happy tears. I said, oh, my goodness, my kid is actually happy? He said, yeah, these are happy tears, Mom. Nothing is wrong. All is well. Okay, Gagey. So I realized that the moon, shout out to my sister in plants, Whitney, a.k.a. Eat Plants and Prosper. She was telling me, you know, she was a little emotional too yesterday, just, you know, things thinking. And so she was like, you know, I was crying too. So my nephew definitely is on to something. He was like, okay, he's on to something. And he was on to being in tune with his emotions. Something that I struggle with in my adulthood, and this is not making up any excuses, but mainly because, like, I can't physically hug my mom, my mother, my Sadie. I can't physically hug these women. And so it puts me in a space. Which is why I love being a mother because so sometime along during pregnancy, I was like, oh my gosh, you can't possibly be a mom. Like, you don't know how to be a mom. You don't even have your mom. What are you, how are you going to do it? How you, you know, some people experience those questions. Some people don't, but I did. And I have to take a moment and pause and be present in that moment to say, oh, okay, all right. It's not an excuse. There may be something towards this. And you continue being the best mother that you can for your son because that is, you know, that's what you want to believe that your mom was. And she really was. My mother was a good woman. Everybody has their things, but she was just really funny. My dad has about the first 4 to 5 years of my life on VHS. We watch them from time to time. Shout out to my daddy. He's an amazing man, too. And you have these doubts and you have these things, and it all stems from you not having certain elements in your life. You're not having certain family members. You're not able to relate to others because majority of them have not experienced what you have. So it comes a point in time where you really have to realize that maybe you do need your parents or you do need their support, or you do need their input. You got to have their input. That's why parents are important. Relationships with parent and children is important. And if you haven't had one, if you never have had a relationship with your parents and you have children, creating healthy relationships is important. Go to the therapist. Have the tough conversations. Come together and cook things in the kitchen. Juice some wheatgrass and take care of your mental stability. Begin to break those generational curses. And really hone in on who you are and what you stand for and how you want to be in life. I've been practicing this gentle parenting, y'all. I never understood, like, whooping. Even as a child, I never understood that. You're going to beat me because I did something that wasn't right to your standards. Okay. Forgive me for not knowing or the lack thereof, not being able to comprehend. You're not going to talk to me and listen to me because I can't be a person. I can't have thoughts. I don't have anything. You're going to beat me. I even think about, like, sometimes if I want to spank Gage because I'm mad, I'm just mad. Don't know what to do. I revert back to being mad because both of my mommies spanked, okay? They whooped ass, okay? And yes, I turned out okay, I think, but I'm still turning out. So I'm still becoming every single day of who I'm going to be. Hey, Major. Ladies and gentlemen, Major Mouthpiece just walked into the show, a.k.a. The Kitchen. You tell the jugs hello. We on live. We
hola,
live.
Hola.
Okay. Wheatgrass and turmeric. You shall be drinking both of them today. Yeah. Shout out to Major Mouthpiece. He didn't even know he was stepping into being a conscious eater, even though he was raised a conscious eater. I make him, huh? Your body is built for it. You're not really a hyena, okay? Major, my show today is about just moms, nutrition, neurons. Mom, you do know about your mom. Give me your best mom memory of your mom.
Her slapping me at IHOP when I was 24.
Shout out to Major's mom. I was actually talking about gentle parenting. And you said your mom slapped you? You was 24? Where I got my last whooping, man, I'm going to tell y'all this live on this nationally syndicated radio show. My mom whooped. I got my last whooping at like 17. And I like grabbed her like, we not finna do this. We're the same height, lady. We're the same size.
I was like, you're not about to slap me. She was like, come here. And it was like, we was like in a restaurant. And I was like, you're not about to slap me. She was like, come here. And she tried to be loud. I was like, you are the one. I was like, all right. I'm going to wrap my face to her and let her do it. Go ahead.
Ooh, okay. So Major Mom was about their life. She slapped him in the middle of IHOP. In a full restaurant. We're going to start with the pineapples and apples. My mom, you know what? My mom had a pimp hand. She could slap me. I would sit in the back seat, and she could slap me driving. Like, how you do that? I could be sitting behind her or adjacent in the back seat, and she could still slap me, y'all, in my mouth. I had a lot of questions and rebuttal as a child, and she did not like that. She did not like that at all.
You like having the last word, huh?
Yeah, got to get the last word. Yo, I remember, this is going to be funny, y'all. And before I say this, this last statement, this next statement, I am not racist, and this is not to be intended as such. But I remember being in church. I'm raised Southern Baptist. And we used to have to attend the old people's meeting too. Young people meet, old people meet. So in this old people meeting, Sister Betty Jean, who is still living, shout out to Sister Betty Jean Watkins of Mount Tilla Baptist Church. She said, y'all young people don't ask nothing. We try to teach y'all the word of God, and y'all don't ask no questions. Y'all need to speak up, young folk, because we want to hear. Woo, didn't I have something to say? So I raised my hand and I stood up in church and I said, hey, you know, I love the Lord. I love Jesus. But I read in the book that Jesus was made in my image, and all the other religions, y'all, I was in a American studies class and it was about religion. So I said, hey, all other religions, they look like their God. I'm just trying to figure out why we praising the white God. Oh, my mama slapped me so hard in my mouth. The saints of the church was like, you know, it was like one of them. It was like a quiet, so quiet you can hear a rat hiss on cotton. Like, they was like, what did she just ask? Holly, you need to get a control of that girl, you know? Woo, that was funny. Oh, man.
Well,
but
you know, you do bring up a good point, though. You
know, yeah. All religions look like this.
You know,
see, everybody look like their God. I was just trying to make
well,
it make
that,
sense.
Well, that, but also, they grew up, you know, Jesus grew up in the Middle East.
He did
How
grow up in the
Middle
East.
How was he born hair, blue eyes?
I'm trying to tell you. He had
I've never met a
like
Middle Eastern with blonde hair, blue eyes.
Right. And that's okay, because black people make blonde hair, blue-eyed kids. I ain't tripping. I gave birth to a blue-eyed, sandy-haired kid, Gage. So I'm not negating that. We can't make all the things, or we are not all a one of people. We just, but I was just wanting to know why the Asian God was Asian, why the Hispanic had Dia de los Muertos, why the Indians had, you know, I'm trying to figure it out. Make it make sense to me. He had hair like lamb's wool. Make it make sense. She was over my ass, okay? And that was funny. But yeah, I remember getting a whooping at 18. Well, she tried to, and I grabbed her like, girl, we're not going to do this. You're going to talk to me. You're not going to keep beating me. This is not going to work. I was rationalizing with my mom, like, this isn't. Yeah, you're going to talk to me. You're going to give me some type of explanation because I have to offer you an explanation as your child. I am 17, about to be 18 years old, and you already got me coming in the house at 12:30. Girl, my job don't close till 1 o'clock, so how can I just, like, you're not even being practical. So, yeah, moms are important. You can make her shake or break these individuals that you're rearing. So it comes a time, honey, when you got to hold yourself accountable and stop saying, oh, I'm like this because my mom. Well, you know, I don't trust men because I ain't have my daddy. Well, I'm in these bad relationships because daddy wasn't there. Daddy didn't care. You have to take responsibility for yourself right now. Yeah.
You know, happened
to you? Yes, ma'am.
That is the one benefit of having gifted kids is that, you know, they hold you accountable.
Yeah, they do.
They do it in a way that's not always, you know, the misconception is these kids don't have that filter, so they're, you know, offensive when they talk. But not really.
Yeah.
They have a way of questioning you. You know, like, I don't know if I told you or not, but we redid Ariana's room on Friday and Saturday, and I told her she had to finish cleaning her room Sunday. And she goes, Mom, no, I can't on Saturday and Sunday. And I go, why? She goes, it's Sabbath. I'm like, okay, I know what that means. You know what that means. She goes, well, duh, Mom, it's a day of rest.
Mm.
And I looked at her, and I'm like,
how
do you
know
parents. That? We call it family fun day. It's usually one day on the weekend is our day of rest. And we do family things. Which means Mom sleeps.
And you allow them to express themselves, too. Like, again, Gagey was crying last night on the way home. I'm like, baby, what is wrong? He's like, you know, it's just happy tears, Mom. And he was like, it's raining. So I cry when it's raining. Literally, y'all, this kid goes, I said, well, you know why it rains, right? He says, so God can wash it all away. I mean, what? Like, how amazing are you, kid, that I had to check in on myself and sit still for a moment and just take a deep breath and be in that moment that my kid raises me sometimes. He raises my vibration. He raises my energy. He raises my thinking. So you're right, Mary. They hold us all the way accountable. Are you there?
Okay. I'm there. Sorry, I was getting a drink.
Uh-oh.
I've been getting ready for shutdown of our house for summer or for winter, and so I've got dust issues.
What's winter?
Average.
Mm-hmm.
Few feet of snow in like minus degrees.
Ooh.
I'm in Minnesota, one of the coldest areas in the country.
Gotcha. I just wanted to hear you say it because, honey, I've been whining about this little 20, 30 degrees at the Atlanta. Y'all got some real stuff popping on out there in Minnesota.
20, 30 degrees in December is like shark weather to us.
No, ma'am. Honey, I don't think the girls would make it, honey.
I don't go out of my house unless I have to. I make him take the kids outside.
Mm.
You know what I think you should talk about a little bit, especially with having
what?
Special kids, is how it's okay to take time for yourself. You don't need to be that mom that has to do everything all the time for your kids. Now teach them to be independent.
Well, that's what
we have kids like that, but you know
them.
We raise them that way. But a lot of
you
parents,
know,
you know, like when they find out that we have kids like that, they're like, oh, God, you must be so stressed out and tired because you're always doing something. No, we're not.
No, we're not. You know, I was telling somebody yesterday, I was like, it's time for me to give Gage a little bit more responsibility. And they was like, no, because I allowed him to walk to the store by himself. But the store was across the street, so he had to pay attention to traffic. He had to cross the street, right? She was like, oh, my gosh, you're going to let him cross the street and go to the store by himself? And I said, yeah, he can do it. And even if he can't do it, I'm right here, and I got to allow him to navigate through life. That's my part of parenting. That's the part of parenting that I didn't receive, how to navigate. But guess what? I'm not going to sit around and say, oh, whoa, you know, it's me. My mom wasn't there, so I didn't know how to do that. I can be like, well, damn, I didn't have this. Let me assure that Gage has these tools that he needs. So one thing that remains, honey, nobody makes it out of life alive. So one day I will not be here, and he will have to navigate without me. And I have to be give myself assurance today that he can do that. And it seems like he really wants to ride the train. That may be his means of transportation when he gets to be adult. So why wouldn't I go ahead and acclimate it with him? He's 10. If we lived in New York and life, you know, life was different, Gage would have been taking the train to wherever he was going and doing his own little thing, honey. He wouldn't be worried about me. I wouldn't be worried about him either because he had did it, you know, after so many times. You've been that route and done the thing and went through the motions. Child poo. So that's why.
How old is he?
He's 10. I would allow him to do things like to the park by himself. And the park is about a 5-minute walk. That's a good little way. Now, I would just have my child roaming the streets of Atlanta, folks. He always has on an air tag. And he is very responsible because he will call me, says, Mom, I made it to, you know, I'm here. I'm going to play for a little bit. If I call him, he'll answer. He's like, you know, I can't talk on the phone. I'm at the park playing, you know, trying to be funny. But I know he's on his phone in the park. But we also talk about, hey, you can't be on your phone in the park. You got to be alert. So, you know, he does it a little bit at a time.
And I let Ariana walk down the street to her friend's house down the road from us. And everyone thinks I'm like a bad parent because I allow that. And it's like I literally can walk out my door and see her walk straight down there.
Okay. But you do this because why?
Because she needs to learn independence, be able to think and do for herself. All kids need to be able to problem solve and be independent and not, Mom, I need to do this. Do it for me. Because they will never survive in the adult world.
Especially if you don't support
them. I want
them
my
now.
Kids to move out at 18.
You do?
Did you call me?
I did not.
I want to go to bed.
Okay, go lay down.
I don't know. I still stay with me. I'm okay with it.
I want them to have that initiative to want to move out. If they do or don't, I want them to do something with their life and not just go to college and move back home and live with me till they're 80. And expect Mom to pay all the bills.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
They should be taking care of us in their age, not the other way around.
Yeah. I think building up that giving them things to do like that builds confidence.
It does.
And it also gives them the reassurance that I can do this myself, you know? And they take pride in doing things themselves. I never wanted to be an enabler.
All right. But that's, you know, another, you know, and there's a fine line we walk as moms. you know, helping them and giving them that independence. And that's the hardest thing you can do is letting go and giving them their independence. But also, you know, not ignoring them.
Mm-hmm. Especially when they're good at things, y'all. Please, not just children with superpowers, all children. When they have a true neck for something and they really are, like, into things, man, get into your kids. Get into the things that they're into. Y'all, I was yesterday years old when somebody said, man, Gage is really solid, man. You got a little football player on your hands. I said, no, honey. My baby, you know, I said he'd rather go buy a piece of art and listen to some classical music or go on a date and go hear Jill Scott sing live. They was like, what? I was like, yeah, I don't think he plays sports. So he's like, well, did you ask him? I said, I haven't asked him in a while. He used to play baseball, but I haven't, you know, asked him. So I said, Gage, do you like sports? He said, yeah, I like them. I like to watch them. I said, do you want to play a sport? He's like, yeah, actually do. I said, what do you want to play? He goes, basketball. I had no idea, y'all. I said, excuse me. I said, you can play basketball? He was like, yeah, I can play basketball. I played at school at PE. I said, Gage, this whole time you can play basketball. He was like, yeah, I like playing basketball, Mom. I said, you want to play and be on the team? He was like, yeah. I couldn't believe it.
Cool.
Now I got my guy basketball team. And he's always, like, going to, like, games at, like, the arena and things, but I didn't know he really liked basketball. Never knew. So definitely get into your kids and get into the things that they're into. Because guess what, y'all? Gage also is an Asian boy. That's what he said. So guess what? I'm watching anime these days, okay? I'm watching, I used to watch High Puffy. Really? Okay, well, Major says more black than Asian at this point. And then he listens to songs. And yeah, he be listening to whatever. He said, I'm an Asian boy. When he be playing it, yeah, whatever he listens to. I'd be like, what in the Sailor Moon is going on here? Yeah. Now they're talking about anime.
Ariana's the same way. You know, she feels that she's connecting with her sister side.
Shout out to my niece, okay?
Yeah.
She's a brown girl.
I got yelled at the store at Walmart one day because she likes the LOL dolls. She will only play with the LOL dolls. And I wanted her to get a Barbie just because they were like $5 and LOL dolls are $30. That is literally the only reason why. And I was explaining to her, you know, well, a lady yelled at me because she's supposed to have Barbies because she's a little white girl, not LOL dolls.
What?
Yep. Needs to play with her own kind.
I had some words for her.
I did, and then I had to stop because Ariana looked at me, and she just goes, Mom, it's okay. She doesn't understand.
She doesn't understand that I am a brown girl, Mom. Isn't it beautiful raising these multiracial kids, Mary?
It is hilarious.
It is, because
you just
guys want to come on, though. Because he keeps telling me, you know, yeah.
Hey, there's some really good South Korean and Japanese shows that he would like on Netflix. Because I've been watching a lot of those lately. I think I lost you, Georgette.
Girl, I'm just talking, okay? I'm having a full-out conversation with myself, okay? Anyway, I was saying, I know, moms, that sometimes, you know, finding your kids away can be a little bit on the pricey side. Listen, you can with YouTube, okay? Gage draws so well from YouTube. Like, he watches art curators, and he just really, that's his thing, along with the agents. Ariana's going to be somebody's fashion designer, honey, because, baby, she's in tune.
Yeah, half the stuff she's into, I don't understand. Like, she's into Off-Model now, whatever that is, some Asian cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Also, it's the last day of the month. I hope you crushed all your goals this month. If not, sit your ass down and make some new ones. And let's try again. Now, some of you know that this is that time in my life where I go through something I call Sober September. During Sober September, I do not use any recreational drugs. I do not drink. I take on life sober. Sober September. Thank you for saying Sober October. I started Sober September to remember my mom. Her birthday is September 5th. And her return day is September 14th. So I used to struggle during this time and be sad and be sick and just be, woe is me, because I miss my mother. And internally, my, is, you know, we have two parts of ourselves, our ego and our sub-ego and all the things. And my subconsciously, I wanted to forget my mom and forget the way that she left this world, because it was just so, it was so tragic, you know, and I didn't have her. And then a part of me wanted to remember her because I was afraid to forget, because I would forget who I was. So I came up with this Sober September to just feel, because a lot of times all I did was smoke weed and drink Hennessy, okay? Numb in the pain. I was promiscuous one time in my life. Man, just out here reckless, y'all, because I just didn't care, and I wanted to feel but didn't want to feel at the same time. Talk about an option one. Mm-hmm. So, I think I started it when I first became a mom, that first year being a mom. So this is my 10th year doing Sober September, and then I'll be sober to December, and then New Year's, I'm turned up, hyped up, you can't tell me nothing. I just flew my weed in, okay? I don't care. Say what you want to say. But I also give my body a chance to relax, detox, for my mind to be clear, for me really not to depend on something to control my mood or something to help me make it through the day or just get up or go to sleep, because I am in control. I'm in control of my circumstances. I'm in control of my life. I'm in control of the trajectory on how this shit gonna plan out. I'm in control. So if I fuck up, guess what? I was in control of that. And when I win on top, I'm in control of that. I can't blame nobody. I can't say X, Y, and Z for me. This shit was for me. And then I become better every fall. So I always say everything falls into place for me every single time. Yes, that's wheatgrass. Yes, you can eat it.
what we're going to do with the wheatgrass is we're going to water it, and it's going to actually grow again. We're going to cut it and juice it. It's all right. Now, it's a little pungent. It's sweet bitter, yeah. So I say all those things to say, you know, give yourself a break. Come join this Sober September with me. What do you do for 1 day, 10 days, 20 days, all the way to December days with me? I guarantee you can come up with some amazing ideas, build some amazing relationships, overcome some fears, change your mindset, and get some abs in the process. Because Sober September, that includes a daily workout, meditation, drinking juice, eating one raw meal, minding your business, drinking your water, getting closer to your higher being or the higher up, giving yourself some grace, giving them children some grace, giving your parents some grace, giving people some grace, because whoo, if you've ever did a fast, if you ever did a cleanse, honey, the attitudes be adding up, okay? Y'all know me. Y'all know that I'm 7'1". I'm only 5'2", but in spirit, I'm 7'1". So I'm 5'2", about 132 pounds, soaking wet. And I don't play. Don't let it side food. So give yourself that time for that reset. Everybody needs a reset. Your car has reset buttons on it. Devices have reset buttons on it. Give yourself a reset. I'll be checking in on you guys the next time we meet. We'll be 2 days after my mom's birthday, so I should have myself together. And, yeah, I appreciate you guys so much. I appreciate the platform, the energy, the effort. Mary, I appreciate you. Thank y'all for finding some peace in my background, because I'm reporting live from their kitchen. Shout out to all the amazing small, black, big businesses that's in here. Okay. Urban Flow, I see you. Some of the best damn sea moths out here. Major Mouthpiece, such an amazing poet and wordsmith. Juice Up Jenny, you already know y'all with Juice Up Inc. Fresh, fresh juice. The freshest and the freshest throughout the city of Atlanta. Try me. I tell them all the time, you take the same 2 pineapples and the same 16 apples and the same handful of ginger, and my juice gonna hit better because it's me. Mary, you know I love you. Bob, wherever you are, I'm hugging you. I thank each and every one of you for this time, this place, and this space, and sharing all your you with me. Don't forget to go be great on purpose. Give a dollar away, maybe even two. Step back, watch it grow, and see what it can do, okay? I love you. It ain't shit you can do about it. Peace.
And don't forget to join us back here at noon Eastern time for the Bob Oakley Show. And right after following his show is Paige and Nutrition and how to eat correctly. I'm just having dumb moments today.
Thank you for tuning in to Optimize My Life Radio. We hope you found